next on the 5 o'clock report.
We will firewall protected U.S. data from unwanted foreign access.
As a former prosecutor, I could never have imagined this.
To park them outside.
300 attacks on pro-life entities across this country.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Sarah Harnish. TikTok's CEO spent the afternoon convincing Congress that it's not using the social media app to spy on Americans.
From the data it collects to the content it controls, TikTok is a grave threat of foreign influence in American life.
CEO Shosei Chu defended his app in front of a sea of lawmakers today and promised improvements.
We will keep safety, particularly for teenagers, as a top priority for us. Number two, we will firewall protected U.S. data from unwanted foreign access.
TikTok is used on a daily basis by nearly half the people in this country, but there's concern about its ties to communist China.
TikTok is hoovering up all the data on phones, emails, pictures, text messages. That's why we should ban it entirely. That's the way to protect ourselves from Chinese communist manipulation.
One of the concerns, a viral video watched by 75 million people on TikTok that taught thieves how to break into Kia and Hyundai cars. 1,300 of those vehicles have been stolen in Rochester alone in less than half a year. Is there anything that you can do to keep your car from getting TikTok stolen? Here's a message today from AAA.
We're telling folks keep the fob far away from the vehicle or keep it in a metal container or in one of those bags that you keep your Easy Pass in to keep it from being scanned.
Both car companies say software upgrades are on the way and Hyundai is offering an anti-theft kit, but police departments recommend going old school. They say lock your steering wheel when you get out of the car. If your car isn't stolen, it just might burn. In a different story, more than half a million Hyundais and Kias are being recalled for a possible fire risk.
Since the fires can start when the vehicles are parked, owners of the 21 through 23 model year Santa Fe, Santa Cruz, and Carnivals are advised to park them outside. Water can cause a short circuit in the tow hitch harness. One fire has been reported, as well as five incidents of heat damage.
Now to former President Donald Trump. A grand jury showed up to work this afternoon in Manhattan on his case involving alleged hush money, but they were told to work on a different case instead.
If you're a prosecutor and you need grand jurors to look at it, here are 23 people who are already scheduled to have it in their calendars to show up on Thursday afternoon anyway, so we might as well bring this before them. But the one thing that they're not considering, as far as we know right now, is any more evidence today against Trump.
They don't meet tomorrow, so that means the next possible day for a hearing will be next Monday. Donald Trump denies any charges. Many legal eagles are starting to wonder, will there be an indictment at all against the former president?
I have never seen a case in my 60 years of practice which has so many holes in it.
And when I see a prosecutor's office being used to weaponize the justice system against an individual, it makes me sick to my stomach. As a former prosecutor, I could never have imagined this.
Trump could become the first president ever indicted on criminal charges. President Joe Biden marked the 13th anniversary of Obamacare this afternoon and promised to expand it.
Getting more people affordable insurance, lowering prescription drug prices, giving families more breathing room.
Since its inception, healthcare costs have skyrocketed. For the average American family, healthcare spending has been growing at twice the rate of the growth of income. President Biden goes to Canada tonight. Here's correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The president's overnight stay in Ottawa will have him meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and speaking to the Canadian Parliament. Aides say Mr. Biden will urge the Canadians to ramp up their defense spending to help fund a modernization of NORAD. Trudeau is expected to urge the president to do more about migrants crossing Canada's southern border, entering illegally from the U.S., National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
There are more people on the move in this hemisphere than there have been since World War II, and that affects both our countries.
Stephen Portnoy, the White House.
From North America to Europe, Moscow unleashed a new wave of attacks on civilian areas of Ukraine. Drones struck a town 40 miles south of Kiev. This man's apartment building was hit.
I felt the temperature of my body going up so much that I thought I would burn.
Europe said today it's sending more ammunition. Drone attacks in Ukraine and firebombing in Western New York. A pro-life pregnancy care center has been attacked twice the past year by radical pro-abortion activists. Jim Harden with Compass Healthcare calls it domestic terrorism.
We've got almost 300 attacks on pro-life entities across this country, and FBI and DOJ are still slow walking this.
Hardin sent a warning letter last month to the FBI expressing concern that Antifa-like groups are stepping up attacks on pro-life centers.
This is the pro-abortion Kristallnacht. Similar to what happened in Nazi Germany in 1938 when the brown shirts came in the middle of the night, broke glass and lit fires in Jewish-owned businesses. And so the reason why the violence tipped and why it's allowed to continue is because a failure of the media, there was no outrage. And then, of course, the politicians who refused to denounce the violence and go after these criminals.
Just a few days after sending that letter, Hardin's clinic was vandalized.
The FBI turned their investigative and arresting power on the victims, these pro-life people that are being attacked. The FBI, they issued a new threat alert to look for people who adhere to pro-life beliefs.
Last week, vandals spray-painted the word liar over the Compass Care sign in Buffalo. Last June, that same clinic was firebombed. Hardin told the Family Life News team that they're on the front line and no help is coming.
Nobody's denounced the violence. Ask Planned Parenthood. They don't denounce the violence. Ask Kathy Hochul, New York governor. Ask Letitia James, the attorney general. Ask anybody. We've invited them to talk with us. They don't want to talk. They take on the rhetoric that pro-life people were harming women, that were misleading women, that were liars. But we're the ones telling women the truth.
10 months later, after vandalism and firebombing, still no arrests. In Colorado, one community is taking its climate crusade to the next level. They want to ban the construction of new gas stations in Louisville.
Electric cars are unsustainable, but that doesn't stop these zealots from jumping on board and doing what they can. And that even means taking away choices from everyday consumers and residents.
Here's Charlie Danaher with the Boulder County Republican Party.
The science has actually been perverted. If they would take the time to understand the real impacts of gasoline or diesel-based vehicles versus electric vehicles, they would come to the conclusion that they have no right to be so arrogant as to conclude that outlawing gasoline stations is the right solution.
The city has voted to cap its 21,000 residents to just 6 gas stations. No new ones will be permitted due to what officials call their obligation to tackle global warming. It's pretty easy to sign up for things online, but not so easy to unsubscribe from them. Now the FTC may be changing the rules in your favor.
Canceling those services that you intentionally or accidentally signed up for can involve long phone calls with sales pitches. The Federal Trade Commission is tired of it too. They are proposing a new rule that would make canceling as easy as it was to sign up. Companies' websites would have to have a single click to cancel button, and if not, they could be fined up to $50,000. Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, it was a controversial book in a library that kicked off the pipe bomb scare and evacuation of 5 schools in Hilton, New York yesterday. Narcan is now readily available on college campuses across the Empire State. Free lawyers in Pennsylvania, a proposal, and how about a per-mile fee to drive an electric car? It's in the news next after a check of weather with Kevin Williams.
Cloudy much of the night tonight and chillier than last night. Some leftover showers, especially across parts of Pennsylvania and the eastern southern tier of New York. Elsewhere, some lingering cloudiness and maybe a stray flurry. Low temperatures, mostly 30s. Your Friday, a couple of early flurries in New York State, especially central New York, giving way to some cloudiness that'll break for some sun. In Pennsylvania, clouds will be more stubborn. High temperatures on Friday, mostly in the 40s, and then on Saturday it's cloudy with rain, beginning as an icy mix in central New York. Strong winds developing in western New York and northwest Pennsylvania. High temperatures Saturday, 40s and 50s.
Thank you, Kevin. Checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. The pipe bomb threat that closed down Hilton Central School yesterday had to do with a controversial book in the library, which supports the LGBTQ lifestyle. Here's the superintendent.
The book is authored and based on gay individuals, so I think that certainly can be a consideration when people are drawing their conclusions on whether this would be a hate crime.
In the threat, the sender accused school leaders of grooming children. Police are investigating.
We take any threat to our community, but especially any threat to children, we take very, very, very seriously.
No arrests have been made and no explosives were found. Narcan is now available at colleges throughout New York. That's the drug that counters a drug overdose.
Talking more and more about opioid overdoses, you'd think that hopefully they'd be declining, but they unfortunately are still rising. Especially in Broome County, we are actually in the upper quartile of overdoses. So we might think of this as an external issue, but it's happening right around us.
Binghamton University students, one of many college campuses, are are now able to access Narcan on school grounds as part of legislation that went into effect in January. Can't pay your lawyer? No problem. Pennsylvania is one of only two states which require local governments to fund 100% of the cost to provide public defenders of people taken to trial. The trouble is there's no money to do it. 46% of criminal defendants are still paying for their own attorney.
One of the most important reforms that we should be addressing to make our system more just. And to do that, we must fund public defenders' offices.
Governor Josh Shapiro wants to raise the state subsidy to counties for court-provided defense from $0 to $50 million a year. A mileage-based user fee for electric vehicles in Pennsylvania was the focus of a hearing this week in Harrisburg. Family Life's Terry Diener explains.
One expert in the field, Electrification Coalition policy analyst Nick Miller, says if a flat 3 cents per mile tax or $380 annual fee were to be imposed on electric vehicle drivers in the state, it would generate an estimated $18 to $24 million this year. Miller says such a fee must be equitable for cars, trucks, commercial, and all other users of the highways. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano wants parents to play a more prominent role in what their children are taught at school. He's introduced a bill that requires schools to post curriculum online for the public to see. Mastriano says schools should focus on teaching children how to think, not what to think. Has American politics gone insane? That's the focus of an online forum tonight in New York's Southern Tier.
I'm very concerned. You know, it seems like everything is falling apart. It seems like things that brought us together as a country are crumbling down.
Political pundit Dr. Stephen Coleman will moderate that forum. It airs from 7 to 9 tonight exclusively on mytwintiers.com. One of the oldest surviving biblical manuscripts will go on the auction block this spring. Family Life's Abigail Hofflin reports.
The Codex Sassoon is a nearly complete 1,100-year-old Hebrew Bible. Bound in leather and handwritten on parchment, it's set to be auctioned off at Sotheby's in New York this May. With just three Bibles surviving from its era, only the Dead Sea Scrolls and a few early medieval texts are older. These manuscripts were protected by Syrian Jewish communities for centuries. Now, this Bible can be anyone's. That is, anyone ready to cough up the expected $30 to $50 million necessary to secure the winning bid. Abigail Hofland, Family Life News.
It is time next for tonight's market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Wall Street is in a good mood today. Stocks closing higher after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates yet again. The market was also helped after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the Biden administration would take more steps to stabilize the banking system if necessary. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 75 points, ending at 32,105. The S&P 500 added 11. To 3948, the NASDAQ jumped 117 points to 11,787. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Find out more at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Want to put thousands of extra dollars in your pocket? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. You can, and it isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. It's actually a get-rich-slowly plan, paying off your mortgage early. The amount of interest you'll save should be a big incentive to pay off the loan as fast as possible. The earlier you start, the better. On a $250,000 30-year mortgage at 4%, you'll pay almost $150,000 in interest. But let's say with 25 years to go, you decide to put an extra $200 a month against the principal. That'll shave 5.5 years off your payments, saving you around $32,000. The potential payoff for getting rid of your mortgage early is huge, so make it a priority in your financial planning. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Coming up next, when Uber Eats goes wrong, what would you do with 13 food deliveries in a day on your doorstep? Someone's having the time of their life pranking people in California. More on that after Kevin Williams. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
In the wake of a cold front, it'll be getting chillier across our region tonight. Skies will try to clear for some sun for some of us tomorrow. For tonight, some leftover showers, especially across parts of Pennsylvania and the eastern southern tier of New York, mostly moving away to the south over time. Elsewhere, some lingering cloudiness and maybe a stray flurry. Low temperatures, mostly 30s. For tomorrow, fairly cloudy in Pennsylvania. A morning cloud cover to start the day in New York State with a couple of flurries in the Finger Lakes in central New York, followed by some sun. It'll be a chillier day with high temperatures, mainly 40s. And then on Saturday, cloudy with rain, beginning as an icy mix in central New York, becoming windy in western New York and northwest Pennsylvania, highs in the 40s and 50s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally, at 5, one Southern California neighborhood is being bombarded with food deliveries. Family Life's Brian Query has more on the culinary conundrum.
The Highland Park neighborhood of Los Angeles is starving for answers after residents have begun receiving mystery Uber Eats deliveries they did not request. Up to 13 deliveries a day from McDonald's, Taco Bell, Starbucks, and other eateries have been randomly showing up at residences during the past 3 weeks at all hours of the day and night. Some of the recipients say they tried calling the phone numbers listed on the orders, finding them out of service. The orders have all been prepaid and have always included a tip for the driver. Residents have lots of ideas as to where the food is coming from.
Credit card fraud, a marketing campaign, kids on TikTok.
A representative for Uber said officials are investigating the deliveries. The mystery is leaving some with an upset stomach, and for some residents, the excess food is starting to leave a bad taste in their mouth. Brian Query, Family Life News.
Hey, not a bad deal if you got teenage boys in your house. That is the world that we live in for the 23rd of March. I'm Sarah Harnish, and this is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.